Don, you made an announcement today that you plan to seek the AFBF president's position. Talk to me a little bit about what went into that thought process and coming to that conclusion.
Well, Megan, I learned just recently, that Bob Stallman was not going to seek re-election, and he made that official yesterday. So we've been thinking about this a little bit. And then I had a lot of my friends in Farm Bureau across the country and fellow presidents call and urge me to run. And I really think that was the turning point that I should at least try to get elected to do that. And I appreciate the confidence they placed in me.
Obviously, Farm Bureau is one of the largest grassroots organizations and the largest in relation to agriculture. What makes that position and the potential that it has for you really attractive to seek that position?
Well, it's another opportunity to serve farmers and ranchers, and I have a passion for helping people and a lot of big challenges in agriculture today. I know, have talked about the Waters of the United States, the WOTUS rule, the RFS, the livestock issues we're facing, the drought issues out west, and how the farmers and ranchers out there are dealing with that. You can go to about any part of the country, and there's still a lot of issues that farmers need help with. And I truly believe Farm Bureau, as a general farm organization, can play a leading role in finding solutions for them.
You've served as Indiana Farm Bureau president for some time. You've done some other things outside of Farm Bureau, leadership roles outside of Farm Bureau. What makes you well suited for this position and really the right fit to be president of AFBF?
Well, that's a good question. And luckily, most of my career, I've traveled the country, and a lot of the organizations I've been involved with usually have some kind of a farm tour when we go to other states, and not too many commodities. I haven't had the opportunity to go to the farm and witness how it's produced. And so I think that's very critical that you have a basic understanding of all the crops and livestock that's produced in this great country. I used to work for United States Senator Lugar, and so I'm pretty well acquainted with how the Hill works and how politicians think and what you need to do to move legislation forward, and that's a key part of getting our Farm Bureau policy enacted, so I think that's very key. And I guess really the other is I truly believe in our grassroots structure in Farm Bureau, that the policy that comes from our members, where they really develop what they need help on and what they truly feel about laws, rules, and regulations, and how Farm Bureau can help them. And so with that policy passion that I have, I think that's critical if you're going to serve as the National Farm Bureau president.
We talked a little bit about WOTUS, RFS. What are some of the other big challenges you foresee in agriculture's future that farmers need to think about and Farm Bureau members need to be active in moving ahead?
Well, we've had the issue in Indiana of the rural-urban interface as consumers really don't understand modern agriculture and what it takes to produce their food supply. And that's not unique to Indiana. That's all across the country. We're nationally also have pushed back from some of the radical animal organizations such as PETA or HSUS. And that's not unique only to Indiana either. So our members are facing those kind of issues as well as water issues. We just had a long discussion about Chesapeake Bay water quality issues today at our national AFBF board meeting. So unfortunately, the list goes on and on, and let alone as we talk about budget issues, farm bill issues, the EPA, and other regulatory organizations. So there's a lot to be involved with, and we'll do our best to work as a team to find solutions.